This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. To buy software, the Apple Tribe can do it from the Apple App Store, and with Android, the store is called Google Play. But there are some new privacy questions on that second one. A software developer figured out when you buy something from Google Play, the developer gets quite a bit of information about you in the process. Email addresses, city, although not full address. Chester Wisniewski at the computer security firm Sophos is a regular here. Chester, should we worry?
Well, I guess that depends on how much of a privacy hawk you are and how you feel about the, you know, kind of giant Google in the sky that's hoovering up all the personal information that you drop around different places around the internet. I think there's some valid concerns for people about how far and wide their information is being shared.
Well, if I buy something from a vendor, they're going to get my credit card information. So if I buy an app via the Google Play Store, is it so shocking that the developer who's essentially selling the product get some info about who I am?
I consider these services largely a good abstraction tool for my privacy. When I purchase something through PayPal or using Amazon Payments or Google Play, I like the idea that I'm not actually giving my credit card to random app vendor, you know, out there and has my financial information. Instead, I've decided to share it centrally with one organization that I put a little more trust in.
Some of this comes through the Google payment system, Google Wallet, where some of this information is flowing. And when eWeek reached out, Google said that Google Wallet shares the information needed to process transactions. And this is clearly stated in the Google Wallet privacy notice. So there it is in the fine print.
Apple's literally the storefront, right? It's almost like they've got a warehouse full of apps, and then you buy the thing directly from Apple as if you walked into an Apple store. And in the case of Google, what they're doing is they're more the payment broker. And I think that's the philosophical difference. And I do have to give Google a little credit. If you look at their Google Wallet privacy notice, it's one page of reasonably intelligible human words that almost anybody could understand. There's very little legalese, as people like to call it. So I think that folks should be a little more cautious if these types of things get them upset.
Now, Chester, you gotta love it. The Australian app developer who raised the red flag about this, did you see what app that he was selling? The Paul Keating Insult app, which generates random phrases to make fun of former Australian Prime Minister Paul Keating.
If you downloaded that for your iPhone, maybe you wouldn't expect the developer to get so much information about you.
You know what this shows, though? It shows that Monty Python was closer to reality TV than we ever imagined.
That's true.
Chester Wisniewski at the computer security firm Sophos. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.